Who are you? What is your business here? Answer carefully, or lose your life. How did you find us? Accidental, you say? I'm not sure if I believe that. We are well hidden. Outsiders do not find us. Outsiders do not know of us. And the few that have found us over the centuries, well, you get the idea. I will release you for now, but I do not recommend you run. There are warriors in the trees who will strike you down. Oh, I know you will not hurt us. You cannot. I know you can't see them. You're not meant to. We are experts at hiding. You will not see us until it is already too late. What are you looking for in our home? Explain yourself. Who am I? You are not the one asking the questions here. I am. What is your purpose here? Minerals? That is what you seek here? What makes you think that they are here? I'm going to stop you there. That is a lot of nonsense that I do not understand and do not care to. Come, you may enter the village, and we will decide what to do with you from there. You may does not mean I will answer your questions. We've been here for centuries. Our histories date back thousands of years. I do not know of your people or culture, but for us, we have always been. As I said before, because we do not allow others to know of us. Those who enter the Isle of Vakari do not leave it. English? What do you mean? This is our language, how we speak. I do not know what you mean when you say that. You certainly are a curious one, aren't you? Indeed, our society is run by women. Those were all women warriors in the woods. Women are our warriors, leaders, hunters. The men serve us as we need, tend to our homes, our children, and education. Is this odd to you? How very strange indeed. We come from two very separate worlds. Your fate is yet to be decided here. I must speak with the elders for their decision. Well, the outcome for you is dependent partially on you, partially on our elders. They may decide you are too much of a risk and just put you to death. The alternative is you prove yourself to one of our women and become their partner, serving them in any way they require. Typically, outsiders that have found us upon the rare occasion have been mated to someone of the warrior class. Me? You wish to mate me? That is adorable. But you couldn't handle me if you tried. So very determined, aren't you? Fine. If the elders decide you may live, then I will allow you to attempt to satisfy me. If you succeed, you may make me. But be warned, I am not gentle. I am not kind. I am not sweet. I am the lead warrior for our clan. I am fierce, independent, and merciless. Still so sure of yourself. All right, then. Let us see what the elders have to say. You will wait here under guard by my sisters, and I will see what fate awaits you. Fate has shined upon your soul today. The elders have decided to let you live. They found it amusing you wish to try to mate me, and wish to see how it turns out. Oh, did I mention to you that should a man fail to satisfy the woman they court, that woman will kill them? We do not tolerate uselessness around here. Either you serve me well, or you die. Now, follow me. We will return to my home and see what you are made of. You certainly are a curious one, wanting to choose me. Our men stay away from me because of my reputation. I am not an easy one to satisfy. A few have tried. All have failed. Your life would have been better spent attempting one of my sisters. But your life, your choice. So certain you will succeed, We shall see. Why are you staring at me? Have you never seen a naked woman before? Take off your clothes. Now. Lay on the bed. Good boy. Oh, you're already hard, too. Well, no need for that. That's not how the Vakari do things. Oh, you don't fuck us, darling. We fuck you. You serve us. Lay on the bed. I'm going to ride your face, and you're going to make me come. Then we'll move on to what happens next. Good boy. You listen well, I'll give you that. Let's see how good you are with your mouth. Is that supposed to be doing something for me, darling? Those tentative little licks. Pitiful. You must not value your life very much. Fuck. Oh, now someone's getting into it. Good boy. Keep going. Move your tongue more. Gripping my thighs to pull me down and not into your mouth more. Fuck. Not bad. Not bad at all. Keep going. Tongue fuck me. More. Oh, give me more.
Look, you're actually doing a good job. You actually are. You might actually make me come. Yes. More. Don't stop. Fuck, don't stop. Oh, yeah, keep going. Yeah, grip my thighs harder. Yeah, oh, keep going. Don't stop. Don't mind me just grinding down on your face. You're doing so well. Fuck. God, you are actually doing well. You call me surprised. You're gonna actually do it. You're gonna make me come. Don't stop. Fail so fast, but you actually made me come. You, a stranger to our lands, actually made me come. Don't worry, darling, you'll get to come too. Don't you worry. Tell me, stranger, have you ever been fucked before? How sweet. No, darling, not fuck me. Have you been fucked? Have you had a cock in your ass? What do I mean? Vicari women fuck their mates like a dog fucks its bitch. May I remind you, failure to satisfy me means death. Good boy. Of course I'll be gentle. You are not Vicari. I do not want to break you if you do happen to end up as my mate. Pretty, isn't it? They are specially crafted for all Vicari women when we reach maturity. All right. On your back, darling. Let me see what I get to fuck. Such a good boy. You learn so quickly. So we're going to start with my fingers and work our way from there. Deep breaths, darling. Here we go. You're doing so well already. I think you like this. Those are some cute little moans you're letting out. You've never done this before, I find that hard to believe. You're such a natural. Oh, look at that cock twitch. You're getting awfully hard, dripping onto your stomach. And you have such pretty moans. Oh, sweetie, look at you. Oh, you're taking my fingers so well. Such a good boy. For an outsider, you're sure doing well. Vakari men train for this, but yet you seem to be doing well all on your own. All right, darling. I think you're ready for my cock now. Listen to you moaning like a bitch in heat. You're taking my cock so well, though, darling. I'm almost all the way in. Oh, fuck. You look so good taking my cock. I'm going to start moving now. God, you sound so pretty. Your moans are so nice, so pleasant on my ears. The way your face twists and contorts. Oh, you're trying to hide it. But I can see that it affects you, that you love it. I could get used to this, having you as my mate, having you as my personal bitch. It takes a strong sort of man to mate the leader of the warrior class. You're surprising me, darling. You really are. Look at you, clawing at the sheets. Eyes rolling back in your head. You're enjoying this, aren't you? Say it. Tell me that you're enjoying having me fuck you, that you're having my cock in your ass, that you are enjoying being dominated by a Vakari woman. Are you going to come? Oh, well, let me wrap my hand around your cock and stroke while I fuck you harder. I want to watch you melt for me. Fuck, listen to you moan. Come for me, darling. Explode for me. Scream for me. What a good fucking boy. Oh, you've done so well. You actually managed to satisfy me. Truly satisfy me. The first man who has ever done so. And an outsider at that. Color me truly surprised. Come. Come lay your head on me, my mate. I know you are probably tired now. It's all right. You can sleep, my mate. I will be here to protect you. I'm here for you now, my darling. You are now mated to a Vakari warrior.